and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Finally, it's coming down to it. The day that I've been waiting.
Count Dracula?
I cannot wait to have sweets once again on Sunday.
Congratulations.
Here's how it went. See what I did there?
I did.
It was Lent.
I do.
Right. Starting at 9.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. So, typically, the most common things that people give up for Lent, mm-hmm. number one, chocolate and sweets, which is exactly what I gave up.
Okay.
Number two, social media. You ever see people that do that on the first day, like on Ash Wednesday? They write on like their Facebook page, they're like, that's it.
Right.
See you guys after Easter.
It's very ominous.
Right.
See you guys on the other side, that kind of thing.
I never understood.
Their resurrection.
Right.
If you will.
It's like, I don't understand what did that prove by, okay, good, you haven't checked your Facebook page in 40 days? Like, all right.
Right. Enjoy the next 1,000 emails that you have to clear this week. Right.
Next thing is alcohol. People give up alcohol. I did that 1 year.
How long is Lent?
It's about 40, 45 days around there, depending on how long. Yeah.
It's a long time.
I lost like 12 pounds the year I did it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right. Haven't done it since, though.
No.
Did it once.
Right. I did it once.
Never did it again.
Never will.
Okay. Just wanted to be clear on my facts.
People that give up school, number four, seems weird, right? How do you give up school?
If you're 9, that seems like a good deal.
Right.
But, I mean,
I don't know how you explain that to your mom.
If you're 20, you're paying for it. So probably wouldn't do that.
And the fifth most popular thing that people give up is meat. Which I don't think I could do either.
Right.
I just get hungry.
45 days.
I give up meat on Fridays.
It's a lot of tofu.
Even on Fridays where, you know, there's no meat on Fridays.
Okay.
I struggle. It's like, how much pizza and sushi can I possibly have? But
I mean, I'm baptized Lutheran, so I don't know any of these rules. Mm-hmm. I mean, we pretty much were like, eat what you want, do what you want.
Yeah. But the thing that it comes down to is when it comes to the chocolate and the sweets that I've given away, what I've really done is create a stockpile of things that I want on Sunday morning.
Oh, I see.
So I have a frozen piece of Hayden's birthday cake in my freezer with my name written on it in Sharpie.
I mean, that was a while ago.
Oh, yeah, because I couldn't have it. It was 3 weeks ago. But I'm going to eat it. I'm going to devour it.
Okay.
I have a stash of Girl Scout cookies with my name on it hidden in my home.
Perfect.
I've got a Snickers bar ready to go. So any of the calories that I have saved myself in the last 40 days or so, I will consume mass amounts on Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it feels like a fair trade-off. I mean, you waited all that time there. How will you feel about yourself on Monday, though? So you're immediately going to hell after you eat all that stuff on Sunday?
No, you're allowed to.
No, but I mean, you're going to feel it. Like you eat a box of Girl Scout cookies, mm-hmm. a Snickers bar, and a 3-week-old piece of cake, ice cream cake.
Uh-huh.
You're probably not going to have a good tummy.
I don't know. We'll
I'm
see.
Just saying.
Well, here's our question for you this morning. We want to know how it went. Did you give up anything? What did you give up if it was out of the ordinary? You can give us a call at 1-800-330-9999.